And with the Balabatam, I started learning Lulavat Gozel. I thought it was easy. Figured out she was an easy parak, the Talmud meeting, got the picture book. So I made two mistakes. Number one, it's not easy. And number two, I didn't leave myself enough time to get involved as profoundly as I would like to in Hilchos Tefillah. But in any event, I have something to share with you today. And my goal is to integrate a number of different sugyas in the Masechta Brachos of Tefillah. And we're going to begin with the sugya Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So if you wouldn't mind just closing the door so we can get concentration. The Gemara says the following. This you'll find if you're looking at the Gemara, 11 lines up from the top, from the bottom of the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Sofek Kara Kriyachma, Sofek Lo Kara, Chozer Vekore Kriyachma. Sofek Ispalel, Sofek Lo Ispalel, Eno Chozer Mispalel. So according to Rabbi Elazar, in the case of Sofek, he should not daven. Rabbi Elazar is very concerned that maybe he already davened, and if he davened, he was Yotzi de Chovaso. There's no room for a tefillah nedava here. There's no room for a voluntary tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Valavai Shispalel Adam Kolayom Kulam. So in a case of Sofek Ispalel, Sofek Lo Ispalel, Rabbi Yochanan says he should be mispalel, but Rabbi Yochanan would seem to have gone much further than that, because he made a general statement. He said, "Valavai shiyispalel adam kol yom kula." Does that mean I could always daven whenever I want, just get up and daven a tefillas nedava, just because I'm in the mood to do so? That's the impression you get from the language of Rabbi Yochanan. Valavai shiyispalel adam kol yom kula. Tosis comes along and he says, "Omer Rivi." The halacha of Yochanan. Fine. So in the case of Sofek Ispalel, the case which is the machlok shin Rabbi Elazar of Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. You don't know if you daven or you didn't daven, so go ahead and daven. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But are we going as far as to say that in any situation, in any circumstance whatsoever, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could add a tefillah? So Tosfos has a problem, because on the one hand we want to pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, but then Valavai Shiyispalel Adam Kol Yom Kulo. Look at the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel Hoya Omed B'Tfila V'Nizkar Shehispalel. So he realizes halfway through his tefillah that he already davened. Is Poseh Tafilu B'Emtza Bracha. He has to terminate his tefillah even in the middle of a bracha. There's no room for a tefillas nedava over here. Not only that, the same stream of thought. Amar Rav Yehuda again, Amar Shmuel, Hispal v'nichnas beis hakneses, umatza tefillah tzibur mispalim. He's got a great opportunity to daven together with the tzibur, but he already davened. And Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, "In Yochel Lachadish Bad Dovar Yachzor Yispalavim Lav Al Yachzor Lispalav." What happened to Halavai Shispalav Adam Kol Yom Kulo? If we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, so Tosis says that in order to reconcile Rabbi Yochanan with this whole sugya of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, Dafka B'Sofek Yispalav. When is Rabbi Yochanan going to apply the principle of Halavai Shispal Kol Yom Kulo? It's not a carte blanche, it's not all inclusive. Whatever he wants to, he gets up and he adds a tefillah. It's only in the case of Sofek Ispal. Abul Vade Ispal Lo. So here we got all excited. We thought that Rabbi Yochanan was establishing a tefillah nedava, a carte blanche, as they say, whatever you want, get up and daven a tefillah nedava. That's not so. It's a very rare case of Sofek Ispal. Is there another circumstance in which Rabbi Yochanan would allow Valavai Shiyispalel Adam Kol Yom Kulo? Tosis says, V'chein im yochel lechadish davar bitfiwasa. We have these two scenarios in which Rabbi Yochanan would allow you to daven a tefillas nedava. And again, what motivates the reed to say this in Rabbi Yochanan? It doesn't sound, it doesn't reflect the pshuto shel mikra of Rabbi Yochanan, al naishi yispal adam kol yom kulo. He says, Teda, to ha mistamalo polig, ha hadi amir Rabbi Yehuda amir Shmuel besamuch. Rabbi Yehuda amir Shmuel is not going to allow you just to recite a tefillas nedava because you're in the mood to do so. You come into the Beis HaKnesses, you want to link up with them, you're in the middle of your tefillah, and you want to make it into a tefillas nedava. Shmuel says you're not allowed to do that. So we see that there are great restrictions here in the tefillas nedava. So Tosa says, if I want to reconcile Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan with the statement of Shmuel that you can't just daven the tefillas nedava, I'm going to have to really whittle down Rabbi Yochanan's statement. And it doesn't mean Valavaishis follow them call yom kulo. Don't read it kipshuto. Again, when I read the Valavaishis follow them kulo, I thought that, you know, if I would stand the daven Shmona Esri 15 times or 50 times in one day, Rabbi Yochanan would anoint me, you know, the king of the kings. Follow Vaishis, follow Adam. No. You don't understand Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan can't be makdish the whole sugya here, which limits the ability of a person to daven a tefillas nedava. You can't just daven a tefillas nedava. And Tosfos postulates two scenarios, two situations which Rabbi Yochanan would allow you to daven a tefillas nedava. Number one, Sufik is palel, Sufik lo is palel, and that was the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozar. And number two, the case of Yochel lechadish b'davar. If he knows he can add something to his tefillah, then and only then he can daven a tefillas nedava. And the Rosh quotes this lahalacha. You may have seen it on the Maror Makomos page I gave you. He based himself on Rav Haigon, on the Rif. That number one, Safik is palel, Yochel is palel, Tfilas Nedova. And in that case, he writes, Af below Chidush Dovar. And number two, so again, according to the Rosh, in the name of the Gaonim, if he was Vareg is palel, then there's no Tfilas Nedova. Number two, he says, in a case where he's Machadish Badovar. And if he's Machadish Badovar, then he could have a Tfilas Nedova, even without what? Who can help me out here? Just so I know you're paying attention. Hey, without a suffix. So again, the two conditions. Number one, suffix. And number two, yochel lechadish b'dov. So what we'd like to do in the short time that we have today is try to understand what's the problem with the tefillas nedava. Why can't I just recite a tefillas nedava whenever I so choose? It should be like a carbon nedava, and I could bring a carbon nedava whenever I want. Number two, if there are limitations for whatever reason in a tefillas nedava, what are these two scenarios in which I'm allowed to recite a tefillas nedava? Number one is safek, and number two, in yochel lechadish b'dover. Now, in terms of yochel lechadish b'dover, I just want to throw something out here. What I thought was happening here in yochel lechadish b'dover is what we call matbea shel tefillah. We have a concept in tefillah which is so fundamental called the matbea shel tefillah. And the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah set up the Matbea Shel Tefillah with 13 brachos emtsoyos, with 19 brachos. And you can't be mishane the Matbea Shel Tavu Chacham. Tosa says that even if you would leave out one bakasha, or if you would change the order of tefillah, if you would daven a later bakasha before a first bakasha, then you mishane be Matbea Chachamim and lo also lo tefillah. So I was thinking that maybe Tfilas Nedava is a new entity of some sort, and how does that new entity reflect itself in a Shina Matbea? That you change the Matbea of Tfilah, and you have the audacity to add your own personal Tfilah, and that changes the Matbea of Tfilah, creates a new entity with a new Matbea of Tfilah. That might help me understand Yochel Lechadish B'Dava. It's not going to help me in the case of Sufik is Palel, Sufik lo is Palel, because there, he's not Mechadish B'Davar. And it could be he already davened. And if he already davened, there's no heter for Tfilas Nedava, because Tfilas Nedava requires Chidush B'Davar, you have to be Meshana Matbea. And you weren't Meshana Matbea in the case of Sufik is Palel, Sufik lo is Palel. Sai Tosfos and Sai the Rosh say that in the case of Sufik is Palel, Sufik lo is Palel, you don't have to be Mechadish B'Davar. And even in the worst case scenario, Nimtza, Kapishmaigala, you already davened, so what? Now you can daven a Tfilas Nedava, but we just finished saying that Tfilas Nedava requires a new Matbea. If it requires a new Matbea, Ribbono Shel Olam, where's your new Matbea? You weren't Mechadish B'Davar. Sofik is pal, lo is pal. Maybe he was mispal already. If he was pal, then his tefillah becomes a tefillah sedavar. But where's the tefillah sedavar without kiddush badavar? Okay. This is very perplexing to me. I'm sure, gentlemen, you understand this thoroughly. I don't understand it. You know, these are such basic halachos in tefillah, but you know, Torah Hivaluman and Itzark, to try to understand them. What is a tefillah sedavar? Again, we see a number of chidushim in this sugya here on Daf Chaf Aleph. Number one, we see a chidush that you can have an entity called a tefillah sedavar. That itself is a chidush. Number two, you can't just stop say a tefillah sedavar and take advantage of that. You have to have certain restrictions, certain conditions have to be met. The first condition is l'chadish b'davar. Then there's another condition that can replace l'chadish b'davar, and that is, if it's a suffix, it's pal, suffix, lo, it's pal. Then we have another chiddush. If you started a tefillah b'toras chova, you can't just shift and make it into a tefillah s'nedova. Okay. Now we get on to sugya number two. And as I said at the outset, my goal here is to integrate a number of different sugyas in tefillah and try to make them into one unit. So here we're going to turn to Daf Lamed Aleph. It's amazing, I couldn't find any more brachas here. But I found a Masifta, so that's okay. I'm used to learning the Masifta, so it's not so terrible. Here we're going to look on Daf, Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph. And we're going to take a look at the lines get a little thinner on the bottom. So if you're looking into the Gemara, you'll see it's the last of the skinny lines, as I call it. And the Gemara says the following. Yochol Yispalel Odom Kolayom Kulo. I might think that as many tefillos as you want to be mispal, you're allowed to do that. So we know that you're allowed to be mispal, you're obligated to be mispal. How many tefillos a day? Three tefillos a day. So why not add a fourth and a fifth? Kfar mefurash al yidei Daniel. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Daniel, and the pasuk in Daniel says v'zimnin tlosa. The subject of that pasuk is tefillah, and zimnin, how many times are you davening? Tlosa. So the Gemara understands that that's shalosh tefillos b'yom. That shakris mincha and ma'ariv. There's no room for another tefillah. Now, on the one hand, this sugya is very helpful for me and sheds a light on the sugya that we began with on Chaf Aleph, because we see that tefillah nedava is not, you know, you can't just add tefillahs. You know, yochel yispalo them kol yom kulo tamid lomar v'zimnin tlosa.
What about Musaf?
And Musaf has got to be established by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So you might have a number of tefillos like Ne'ilah and Etainus and Musaf, which you could add. But Zimnin Tlosa means on a classical day, this is the amount of tefillah you're allowed, and that's the way Chachamim established it. You can't add another tefillah. No room for tefillos Nedoma. Aye, the Gemara has a tefillos Nedoma in Rabbi Yochanan Chafal, if Alavai, she is followed. That's only in the case of Sofik is Palel, that's only in the case of Yochel Chadish Badabar, but barring those two exceptions, then Zimin Tlos. Rabosai, let's try to understand what the Chiddush here is of Sefer Daniel, of this Yalfusa, of Zimin Tlos. You can't add another tefillah. Let me ask you a question, a very childish question. I ate a meal, and I benched. Can I bench again? I'm in the mood to bench again. Is there a half a meal that I can bench again? What would that bracha be called if I benched again? That would be a bracha levatol. I would violate Hashem, the Yisrael, Otis Hashem, Hashem, Lashem. What is going on over here? The Gemara needs a pasuk in Sefer Daniel to mechadish a gevaldige chiddush, a yalfusa gedola that I wouldn't understood. I would have thought, why don't I daven 13 brachas emtsoyis, another 3 at the beginning, another 3 at the end, 19 brachas, do it over and over and over again. Ribbono Shalom, he already davened shachris mincha ma'ariv. He's adding a fourth tefillah. Why is that any different than benching after you already benched? Again, maybe you could work this out with Doraisas and Durabonans, but the problem is going to be that if there's no Havamina, the Gemara doesn't mention a Havamina, it just says Yochol, I might think. The Gemara doesn't tell you there's a Pasuk that would teach me this, I might think, and therefore it's not, no violation of Lotisa Sashem Hashem Lashav. The Gemara doesn't give me any basis, any basis for this happening. What do
you daven the same thing again and again.
Yeah, so I'm benching again. I bench the same four brachas over and over and over again. Oh, you say since I already repeated it. So the zmanei tefila, right? And that's based on psukim. The Gemara daf chav derives that from psukim. Erev avoker v'tzarayim. So there we have a chiyuv that's totally b'zman. So you know, you and I might have thought that the unit of zman for tefila, like all mitzvahs, is one day. No, the unit of zman for tefila is Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Every ace in unto itself is Machayev Tefillah. We have that in Kriyat Shema, for example, Bishovuch of Kumecha. There's a Chiyuv Kriyat Shema at night, another Chiyuv Kriyat Shema by day. In the case of Tefillah, you divide up the day into three parts. Each part is Machayev Min Tefillah. Now, I finished all my Chiyuv. I'm in the mood to add another 19 brachas.
Well, Tefillah is not something that goes on. No, it's not something that goes... So it's something that you build a keshe with the Rebbeinu Shalom, you can say that, or you can say it's a general bracha. Your shalayim hasn't been built. You can build, you can daven and ask your shalayim to be built.
How's it different than Birkas HaMazon though?
Birkas HaMazon, you had that normal food. You thank Hashem for the food you ate. Now the food you ate, you thank.
So let me understand what you're saying. I'm in the mood to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build you shalayim.
Yes.
So now I create my own bracha. So does that mean that in the Hava Mina, before the Gemara quotes the Yalfusa from Daniel, anytime I want to say a bracha, and that bracha will somehow supplicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him, you know, with all Lashon of Akasha for this, that, or the other thing, I'm allowed to do so. In a Nusach HaBracha. Again, if it wasn't in a Nusach HaBracha, you want to pour out your heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam and you want to say to him, oh God, please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, bring the Mashiach. We want Mashiach now, right? We want Mashiach now. So I would have no problem with that. But in my Be'eshal Bracha, this is the whole sugya of Losisa Ad Kedei Kach that Sofik Brachas Lahakil. Even in the case of Sofik, I'm not going to make a Bracha. I don't even know if I was Yotzim Achiv of a Bracha, I shouldn't make a Bracha. Because it's so dangerous to make a Bracha. But in Tefillah, the Gemara thinks I can go ahead and I can daven and daven and say as many brachas as I want, 19 brachas over and over and over. Kamashmal and Daniel, Zimnin Tlasa, 3 is the max.
Why is it any worse than to him?
What do you say?
Why is it any worse than to him? Saying to him.
Can it, you know, in Tehillim, I'm reading Psukim, so it's a Kiyum of...
Shem Hashem.
No, Tehillim, keep in mind, I can say Shem Hashem because it's a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah, I'm always allowed to say Shem Hashem. There's never an Iser Lotisa in the case of Talmud Torah. Sometimes, by the way, like for example, maybe I don't know if we'll talk about it, but that Slichas and Kel, you know, the Yud Gimel Limud Sarachamim, if you're not sure if you recited it or not, or in a Yochid situation, blah, 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 what you can do is, you can say it in Torah, Talmud Torah. You read it from a Chumash and you say it as Pesukim. But here I'm talking about a Nusach HaBracha. And not only one Bracha, but 19 Brachas. And why? Just because I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood to recite Brachas. So Rabosai, here I want to introduce a concept which I think is very, very fundamental. The Mishnah says in Brachos, and as I said, I'm trying to tie together a number of different sugyas in the third parak, the fourth parak, the fifth parak, on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ba'ose Tfiloso Keva, or Kva, Ain't Tfiloso Tachnun. That's the language of Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah. So you take a look at the sugya on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes a number of different shitos as to what does it mean tfiloso keva ein tfiloso tachnunim. Omer Av Yaakov Bar Idi, Omer Av Oshia, Kol She Tfiloso Dome Olav Kemasa. Now when I read this Gemara, tfiloso dome olav kemasa, I thought, who knows what? You know, this man, he detests tfiloh, he really hates it, Chas Shalom. And he's carrying around a burden on his shoulders, and it's a masa. You know, that's antithetical to tefillah. But then I opened up Rashi. And Rashi gives you a totally different impression. Ke masu, he says, Rashi. Hainu loshon keva, chok kavua al ha mispalel, I'm sorry. Chol kavua olai lehispalel. Vitzarech ani lotzeis yedei chovasi. I'll read it one more time. It's just amazing. Rashi says, Chol kavua olai lehispalel. It's a divine statute that imposes upon me a chiyut tefillah. Vitzarech ani lotzeis yedei chovasi. Rabbi Osei, if you didn't know where this Rashi was, in what context Rashi was making his comment, and you just had the words of Rashi, what would that mean to you? When a person declares, Cho kavua alai, vani osekach, latzei sidei chovasi, what would that sound like, Rabbi Osei?
Only certain times he could doubt.
No, what concept in mitzvahs in general would that sound like? By sheer association, it's almost as if Rashi wrote, you know, wrote a chassidish, hinini mukhara mezuma, you know.
Shot in his fin.
Kavana. We have a machlokas whether mitzvah strichas kavana or not. Let's assume that mitzvah strichas kavana. If you had to write the script for mitzvah strichas kavana, I would send you to this Rashi. That would be my personal recommendation. Chokalai. This is my responsibility. Vitzarech ani latzeis yedei chovasi. Is that not kavana in mitzvahs? And Rashi tells me that that's oset filoso keva v'domalov kemasui. That's a masui because it's choka lailis palo vani yotze yedei chovasi. What is kavana in mitzvahs if not for yotze ani yedei chovasi? And even according to the Bar Yomar who says mitzvahs ain't zrichas kavana, certainly he would lechatchila all the Rishonim say require that you have kavana. Nobody says get away without kavana and mitzvahs. Kavana and mitzvahs means that the mitzvahs are chokalai. Fill a shame yitziyasi yidechovasi. That's what I'm doing it for. What am I if not an Eved Hashem? Right? What is avdus? The avadatem is Hashem elokeichem. I'm an Eved. Listen to Rashi in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. You know, there's a famous sugya that appears all over Shas called Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitin. So the question is, if you do a mitzvah with Isuri Anah, whether you violate Isuri Anah. Like, for example, Shofar Shalola, and many, many different cases. We had it here in the third parak of Sukkah that I'm learning now, in the case of a lulav shal asherah. So asherah is avodah zarah. It's also bad noah. And Rashi is almost exact everywhere in Shas. I'll read to you the Rashi Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches. Mitzvus lav lehenos nitnu ela li'ol al tzavareyem nitnu. Li'ol al tzavareyem nitnu. That's exactly what the purpose of a mitzvah is. That's the essence of a mitzvah, says Rashi. And now here in Brachas on Daf Chav Chesav Ebeis, Rashi uses the same terminology. It's a responsibility they have to fulfill. Vitzarech ani lotzeis yedei chovasi. Is that not all al tzavareyem, which Rashi says is the essence of every mitzvah? Again, Rabbi Osei, you may feel that you're not bothered by these questions, but I'm very bothered by these questions. How could Rashi say such a thing? That ain't filoso tachnune because it's a masui, because it's a chok, v'an yotze yedei chovasi. That's exactly what I have to do in every single mitzvah. And by the way, yeah. He wants to embellish his kavana. Vehu yeshlo elif kavanot yafot. Avachotch lefachot et a minimum shebe minimum l'shem yotzi sinei chovas. Amir Rashi mitkamei yotzi sinei chovasi as ni as a tefili kemasui. למה? למה תפילה היא כמה עשו? זה מה שמפריע לי מאוד מאוד.
יותר לכאורה, אבל...
שאלה מאוד מעניינת, אני לא יכול, המשנה הזאת לא מופיעה בשולחן ערוך, אז אני לא יכול לדעת מה יהיה אם אדם מתפלל תפילת קבע. אז כתוב בגמרא, אין תפילות תחנונים. מה הכוונה, הוא צריך לחזור ולהתפלל או לא צריך? על זה יש דיון רחב מאוד. אבל אני לא התכוונתי לאותה שאלה.
אבל אני חושב שככה זה נשמע מרש"י. There's two types of mitzvahs. There's a type of mitzvah that you have to do a ma'isa mitzvah. But tefillah is like asking, like you saw a kid hit someone, so you say, go say I'm sorry. The kid doesn't want to say I'm sorry, but his father makes him go say, so I say I'm sorry. But that's not, the whole idea is
saying, see, so what I'm really, what I'm really pushing you here, you know, if you don't mind getting a little pushed, is to quote a phrase in the Gemara. It appears all over the place with regard to tefillah, and it defines the whole essence of tefillah. But before we get to that, I'm going to give you a minute to think about that, and I'm hoping you'll come up with it. But in time, I want to read b'fneichem Mishnah b'Masechet Avot, Perek Bet Mishnah Yudchet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hevi Zoyer b'Kriyat Shema u'b'Tfilah u'kshata mispalel al tas tfiloscha kikva אלא רחמים ותחנונים לפני המקום, שנאמר, עוד מעט נראה את הפסוק בפנים, אבל לפני שנראה את הפסוק, אני רק רוצה לדייק כאן. Do you have a דיוק here? What could you be דייק here?
That sounds like two contradictory things. The first half, which is, yeah, bizarre, you know, usually bizarre here was something that spontaneously you want to beg for.
You're on the way, you're on the way, Rafal, but again, here's what I want to hear the דיוק here. Listen carefully. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Havi Zoyer b'Kriyat Shema u'b'Tfilah. So how many mitzvahs does he quote here, Rav Shimon? Two. Now listen to the Sefer. He doesn't even take a breath of fresh air. U'kshata mispalel al tas tfiloscha kva. What does it sound like, Rav Osai? That in Kriyat Shema he has no problem. Havi Zoyer b'Kriyat Shema. I would even go a step further. Havi zor b'kriyat shma v'tas tas es kriyoscha keva. Oba kishata mispalel is then al tas tfilos lo keva. Otherwise he should have said ukshata kore kriyat shma utfila al tas lo keva. It's not karbosai. What we have here in this Mishnah in Ovo, so Reb Shimon, is we have the following. Kriyat shma represents all mitzvahs. We'll call it 612. Lafuki mai, tefillin. In all mitzvahs, keva is exactly what the mitzvah is all about. It's ke'ol al tzavareihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me. Don't start making hakirus. You know, it's very nice. You know, we have all sorts of kiruv projects. So we try to teach the kids how gishmak it is. You know, Shabbos is gishmak. We eat cholent, you know. Yeah, don't try. Then go try to explain them the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. You know, then you might have a problem of the Oribal Yama. Yeah, but no, everything is gishmak. I love the mitzvahs, right? Don't we love the mitzvahs? We all love the mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Okay, so we love the mitzvahs. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the mitzvah. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love his mitzvahs, and that's going to be ke'eved hamishamish lufnei ravo. Fine. Now I get to tefillah. Okay, watch this for both sides. I'm ready to daven. And you know why I'm davening? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to daven. Because I want to be yotzes on my chiyuv. So we have two mishnayos, and they both say, that's considered. Also, es tfiloso keva. He's davening al chiyuv. And Rabosai, I can't begin to tell you how profound this idea is. Because again, it sounds like min asafu lechutz, you know, that this is dvarm shitchim, and you know, chilik, and I love this. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with the very essence of what tefillah is all about. All mitzvahs I do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me. I like the mitzvahs, it's good. You know, you like the mitzvahs, I have no objection. But that's not why you're doing the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs lav lehemis, nidal, ol al tzavarein. Let's say sidei chovasov. That's kavon and tefillah. Let me ask you the following question. We have a machlokas all of a shas whether Mrs. Srichas Kavan or ain't Srichas Kavan. Does that machlokas apply to tefillah?
According to this, no.
Absolutely not. There's no din of kavana, because what kavana means is l'shem chavasa, and l'shem chavasa makes it into tefilas keva, the anal of tachnun. And now I gave you back the Mishnah that I wanted to read the pasuk that he quotes. All right, it doesn't matter. I'll try to quote it by peh if I remember it. He says the pasuk talks about. Oh, thank you so much. The pasuk says the following shen nemar. Now it's very interesting. This pasuk defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki chanun v'rachamu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chanun v'racham, v'rachum. And therefore, your tefillah should be rachamim v'tachnun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants tefillah that's rachamim v'tachnunim. And now I'm going to ask you, Yitzhak Isaac, the same question I asked you 5 minutes ago, because I hope in the last 5 minutes you know now what I refer to. Which phrase that appears over and over again in Masechta Brachos with the tefillah defines the essence of tefillah and separates it from every other mitzvah in the Torah?
Tachanun.
Rachmin. Gemara Daf Chaf asks women, nashim chayovas b'tefillah, not chayovas b'tefillah. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, erev voka v'tzorayim, that makes tefillah into what? Mitzvah say?
She's
my grandma. Name. Says the Gemara Daf Chaf Amid Beis, nashim chayovas b'tefillah. Why? Because tefillah rach meininu. Gemara Daf Chaf Vav. The Gemara says, I missed my tefillah. Lo espalalti b'yonas ha-tefillah. What does he have? Tfilas tachnunim. I'm sorry. Tfilas tashlumim. Fake the Gemara. What do you mean tfilas tashlumim? We have a principle in Kodeshim, and we're going to the about, you know, tfilas kineged korbanos tiknu. And what's the principle in Kodeshim? Omer zmano, batel korbano. So now you're going to down 2 minchas because you missed chakras. So the Gemara, tfilas rachmeinim. So we see Rabosai, tefillah rachmeninu, that it's rachamin, that it's tachnunim and rachamin, that's what defines tefillah. And this, my friends, is antithetical to every other mitzvah in the Torah. Every mitzvah in the Torah depends upon the Chovas Gavra. And if there's no Chovas Gavra, because in the case of Noshim it's a mitzvah seishas mine groma, then the Maisa is completely meaningless. But there's something called tefillah, and that's called rachmeninu. Rachmeninu means that I set up an entity that's rachamim, tachnudim, that I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is the essence of tefillah. I don't need a chovas kavra. And on the contrary, you want to know who's chayv in tefillah? Anyone who could create a heft of tefillahs rachamim ninu. If it's tefillahs rachamim ninu, it's a heft of rachamim, bakoshes rachamim, then it's tefillah, and therefore you're chayv. In all other mitzvahs, where do we start? We start with the chiyuv. And then we get the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah is meaningful because of the chovas gavra. If there's no chovas gavra, the ma'isa mitzvah is meaningless. Of course, you can always ask me from something called a mitzvah kiyumis. You remember that concept? Did you ever come across that? You know, there's some mitzvahs where it seems like even though you're not chayav, you can do the mitzvah. So I don't know. That has to be taken under advisement. But basically, the mahalach is azay. There's A and then there's B in all mitzvahs. A means the chiyuv mitzvah, and B is the ma'isa mitzvah. If I have a chiyuv mitzvah, then I can achieve the ma'isa mitzvah. Without a chiyuv mitzvah, so I'm eating steak. I can decide what I want to eat for supper tonight. There's no chiyuv to eat steak. Again, I don't know. Maybe an Easter eating steak. I don't know. But I don't think there's an Easter, but in any event, so now I have a chiyuv. Now I can go ahead and I can implement that chiyuv with a ma'isa mitzvah. In tefillah, pumfaker. You want to know whether there's a chiyuv or not? Ask yourself if it's tefillahs rachmeninu. And that's why the Gemara has a havamina on Daf Lamed Aleph before the pasuk in Daniel of Zimnin Tlosa, that I could go ahead and set up a tefillah whenever I want, without any restrictions, and there are no limitations and no numbers. Because every time I mispal a tefillas rachamim, a tefillas tachnunim, that is a tefillah, and that's an entity of tefillah. And the kiyum mitzvah is a result of the fact that I set up an entity of tefillah. And therefore, if noshim, no less than a noshim, could set up an entity of tefillah of rachamim ninu, then they too have a chiyuv in tefillah. But in other mitzvahs, then I have to ask a different question. Is there a chiyuv hanan? If it's man grava, then there's no chiyuv hanoshe. But in tefillah, even though it says man grama, there's a chiyuv hanoshe. And the reason for that is because as long as I can set up, if I can create a cheft of tefillahs rachamim, then that has a chaloshen tefillah. And the chovas tefillah is a result. Is remember, Rabosai, that when the Gemara says that if you have kavanah, then it's the only reason why you're davening. It's not because of tachnun. You're not interested in tachnun. You're not interested in makoshes racham. You're just simply interested in latzeis yedei chovaso. That's called a tefillas kepa. That's not a tefillas tachnun. And it's fascinating to me that when we recite a bracha over every mitzvah, we say asher kidshanu v'mitzvosav. Vitzivano. Why am I doing this mitzvah? Because vitzivano. Not in tefillah. Tefillah, you don't want to say vitzivano. Because in tefillah, if you say vitzivano, it becomes what? A tefillah's keva. And that's not a tefillah's tachnunim. Tefillah's tachnunim has to come mi'omka deliba without asher kidshanu mitzvosav vitzivano. It's very interesting that the Rambam in Perek Daled Milchus Tefillah, when he defines Kavanah Tefillah, he says nothing about L'shem Chavosa. Wherever we see Kavanah in mitzvahs, with the exception of Tefillah, Kavanah means L'shem Chavosa, L'kim Chavosa. Not in the case of Tefillah. In the case of Tefillah, you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and you're pouring out your heart. That's called the Tefillahs Tachnunim. That's called Tefillah Rachmei Min. But now we have the Pasuk in Dunya. So how do we reconcile this? If we're right that the Havamina of the Gemara before the Pasuk in Dunya was that I can daven and create a tefillah tachnunim, and once I create that entity of tefillah, cheftes shel tachnunim, then I'm a kind of the mitzvah of tefillah. So why does Daniel teach us zimnin tlos? And now tefillah becomes very what I call paradoxical. On the one hand, tachnunim and bakashas rachamim, but on the other hand, there are reins. Reins meaning, you know, there are moshvot, there are limitations. Flossism. Now, what happens if I'm in an ace sorah? Chas v'shalom. So the Gemara establishes something called a tefillah ktsara. Ha'holich b'makom sakonis in brachos that ha'chof chesam in beis. And the Gemara asks on daf lamed omer aleph, my ikar ben havinenu l'tefillah ktsara. So tefillah ktsara is like tzar chayam chamerubim, and then there's havinenu, which is a summary of each one of the brachos and tzarios. So the Gemara establishes then in case where you don't have time to daven the entire time, the davening, so you daven the tefillah savinenu, then you come back to the yishuv, and you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. In the case of a tefillah ktsara, as soon as you come back, you have to daven. So if it's shachris time, you daven shachris. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, tefillah rachmin. In the case of a tefillah ktsara, what sets up your tefillah? It's the rachmin. The fact that I'm in an ace tzara and I need that tefillah, that gives it the status of a tefillah. But since the Anshei Knesset HaGadol establishes zmani tefillah, you aren't yotzi yachiv of zmani tefillah, because to do so you need a matbea shel tefillah. And a tefillah ktsara is not a matbea shel tefillah. So again, Rabosai, to talk about a chiyuv tefillah, we could talk about shachris, mincha, ma'ariv. You talk about a tefillah ktsara, it's not shachris, it's not mincha, ma'ariv. It's not going to fulfill any of those chiyuvim. You're going to have to come back and daven any of those tefillos. Why then is a tefillah ktsara called a tefillah? The answer is because rachminim. It's tefillahs tachnunim, and that's what it is. And Rabosai, at this point, I want to learn with you a sugya in the Sefer Avodah Zarah. A pella of a sugya on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Tanya, the Gemara asks the following question. Is there such a heter called Bakashas Tzrach? I have certain personal needs. Nacham Amadi Omer Shoel Adam Tzracha Bishomer Tfila. If I have personal needs and I want to add that to my Shmoneh Esrei, Nacham Amadi says I'm allowed to do so, but where? In Shomer Tfila. Only in Shomer Tfila. Then the Gemara quotes other Shittos. He says, Hahid Detalya be Ashle Ravave, this whole issue of She'elas Tzrachov depends upon Ashle Ravave, major Tanoim that argue this, to Sanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Shoel Adam Tzrachov vi Achakach Yispal. He quotes a pasuk to prove that She'elas Tzrachov is only permitted before Tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yispalel vi Achakach Shoel Tzrachov. On the contrary, first he davens and only afterwards he shoel tzrach. And he also quotes Psuki. The Gemara then has another principle in Tefillah. The Olam Yisader Adam Shvachu Shal Mokav Yachakach Yispalel Dorish Rav Simlo Aminolan Min Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem Elokim Atachi Lo Salaros Savdok Has God Lecha Uksiv Basrei Ebra Na V'era Es Haaretz HaTova. So he has to start with Shevach and then go to Bakasha. It's therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua Savar Yalfinu Mimoshe, Rabbi Lozor Savar Lo Yalfinu Mimoshe, and Shani Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara gives explanations why it's different. Rabbi Moshe comes out the following. Let's just summarize the Sugya Avodah Zarah. The first sheet is Nocham Amadi, and the Tanakhama, the Braisa, they hold that She'elas Tzrachov is Mutter only where? In Shomer Tefillah. Then we have the Shita of Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza says that She'elas Tzrachov is only allowed when? According to Rabbi Loza, that's only before Tefillah. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, She'elas Tzrachov is only allowed after Tefillah.
What does it mean before Tefillah?
Before he stands Shmoneh Esrei. Then he can ask for his Tzrachov. Not in Shmoneh Esrei, but before Shmoneh Esrei.
Before Gad Yisrael,
In chakras you have to work it out because the Smichus Gula Tefillah, exactly where he's going to put it in. But let's say, just to avoid Smichus Gula Tefillah issues, he's going to put his Bakashas Tzrachov even before he gets to the Birchas Kvich.
And according to Nondor, safe tefillah, it means in
Elokai Netzar
over there?
Right, Elokai Netzar would be a perfect example. And the whole Sugya Daf Yud Zayin, Tosus points out, reflects the Shita of Rabbi Lozor, that after, that what? That before, I'm sorry, reflects the Shita of Etzer Rabbi Yeshua, I keep getting the names mistaken here, the Rabbi Yeshua says that Mispalel V'achakach Shoel Tzrach. That's the sugi. That's the sheet that we're familiar with. The Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua and Levi that we passing like both the Tanakama and like Rabbi Yeshua, meaning we allow Bakashas Tzrachov both in Shomer Tefillah or Sof Kol Brachu Bracha, or alternatively after Yidavins. Rabbi Lozor says no. After Yidavin, there's no Bakashas Tzrachov. It's got to be before Yidavin. So, folks, I want to understand, what is this whole sugi about? What is the issue here? What's the machlokas? Why are they debating She'elas Tzrachov? It's before Tefillah, after Tefillah, it's in the Tefillah. And then the Gemara is another suffix. What happens if he starts his Tefillah with Bakashos, and he then, after he finishes his Bakashos, he goes on to Shevach. So he switches the order. He recites the 13 brachos and tzoyos, and then he goes back to the first three brachos. So the Gemara vacillates back and forth. What's the din in that case? I don't understand the Gemara. We have a principle. Avashanam imadbeh shetov chachamim, ki ulo ispalel, chozer mispalel. What greater shirim imadbeh chachamim could there be than the case where he leaves his three brachos for the end of his bakashas? Tosa says that even if he changes the order of one of the middle brachas, he has to daven again Shmoneh Esrei. And here the Gemara is vacillating back and forth on this point. Very difficult. Rabosai, I think we're on the brink of a major breakthrough to understand what tefillah is all about. Who am I? Basar v'dam. Here today, gone tomorrow, to stand in front of Melech Malchei HaMelachim in tefillah. Who gave me permission to do so? What a chutzpah, audacity on my part. I'm going to stand in front of Ribbono Shel Olam. I want an audience with the king. Not just the physical king, the human king, but the king of kings, who lives forever, who's beyond infinity. What a chutzpah moment. And the answer is, Eino Chinam, you have no right to die. You need a matir. You need permission and license to daven in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Gemara is looking and searching for what that matir is. And there may be many different answers to this question as to what the matir is. What allows a person to daven? And the Gemara's answer is, tefillah itself is the matir. The Chachamim established tefillah, whether it's connected karbonos, whether it's connected avos, and now with that establishment of tefillah, you have an entity called tefillah that's going to allow you to stand in front of the Malchei HaMelachim and put forth your request. So the Gemara asks, if that be the case, then Shol Tzrach of Shelus Tzrach is a problem. So the first answer the Gemara is Nochem Amod. Nochem Amod, he says, although the Chachamim gave you a matbeh of tefillah, you can enhance and add to the matbeh of tefillah. But the only heter for Shelus Tzrachov to come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam with your petty needs, with your individual needs, is tefillah. And therefore, to the same extent that you have a heter of tefillah because the Rabbanon established that Nusach HaTefillah at matbeh of tefillah, you can add to that tefillah. That's included in the extended heter. But before tefillah, or after tefillah, outside the misgeret of tefillah, that's forbidden. You have no mat. And here, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Loza together agree that there is a heter of she'ilas tzrach. What is that heter? Here we have a machlokas between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that matir is that you've already davened. You fulfilled your chi of tefillah, now you want to add something. You're hard-pressed because you feel that your particular needs were not expressed in the matbeah shetomu chacham. Says Rabbi Yeshua, now that you've already done your tefillah, you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you've already been given license, and the Melech Malchei HaMelachim has allowed you to come into the chambers, the inner chambers, now you have a green light to add your she'ilas tzrach. Chas v'shalom to change the matbeah. That would be a chutzpah on your part. The Chachamim established the matbeah, but now that you've already fulfilled the chi of Chachamim, and you already have the heter to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, now you could be Shol Tzrach. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer and says, what a chutzpah. You're going to tell me that you have an improvement on what the Chachamim established? You're going to get up and add your she'ilas tzrach of all the she'ilas tzrach of that you have, the Chachamim had in mind. And Rav Nochem Amodi goes far further than that. He says, find a bracha, or Shema Kolenu as the bracha koleles, the tefillah koleles, and fit your bakash in there. And then it's within the mizgeret of tefillah. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer and he says the following, you know what? You're about to daven. You haven't started your tefillah yet. That's the point for she'ilas tzrach. The she'ilas tzrach is a kind of like pischi liachosi rayosi. It's like knocking on the door and saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm about to enter. I have a heter in my back pocket, the matir of tefillah. Give me a chance to put forward my own personal tefillahs. But everybody agrees, kuli amal o pligi, that she'ilas tzrach is awesome. It is no permission for she'ilas tzrach. We have to find a way of being matir she'ilas tzrach, of whether it's inside the misgeret of tefillah, or whether it's before the misgeret of tefillah going to Rabbi Lezer, or after the misgeret of tefillah going to Rabbi Yeshua, we need a matir. And this tells me that even tefillah needs a matir. Because Darash Rav Simloi says the following, you want to put forth your bakoshos? it's not enough that you use the matbeah shetavu chacham. Even that's not enough for a matbeah. We need Amiras HaShemach. Only after I fulfill the Amiras HaShemach, then I'm ready for my bakasha. I'm ready for my tefillah. And if this be the case for Rabbosai, we begin to understand what it means of being mechadish b'davar in a tefillah as nedavah. That was the opening question. A person wants to daven a tefillah nedava. He's already finished. He's already completed his tefillah chova. What matter does he have for tefillah nedava? So when I learned the halacha of chidush b'davar, as I told you at the outset, I thought it meant that in order to justify a new tefillah, I need to be mishanim matbea tefillah. No. That's wrong. There's no shinui in the matbeah of tefillah just because I add my own chidush davar. But rather, chidush davar is a halacha in matir. It allows me to add my own tefillah. And here, Tosfos and the Rosh establish that there are two matirim that could substitute for tefillah as a matir. One is chidush davar. I need to ask something. And the other is Sufik Ispala, Sufik Lo Ispala. And I asked myself the following question, Sufik Ispala, Sufik Lo Ispala. You don't need Chiddush Dover. What do you mean you don't need Chiddush Dover? Maybe you were Mispala already. If you were Mispala already, then what by definition is your Tefillah? It's a Tefillah Sedover. If it's a Tefillah Sedover, then you need Chiddush Dover. So again, if the Allah of Chiddush Dover is Allah in my Be'ashal Tefillah, and I need to create a new my Be'ashal Tefillah, and the reason for that is Pasha. You have a simple Matbeah Shel Tefillah which you have recited over and over again, plus a Zimne, three times. You have Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Now you want to add another Tefillah. What heter do you have? Yaakov Shpar was saying to you, I've had enough. I've heard you three times already today. And the answer is, I have something to be machadish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's some pressing need, and I have to ask you to fulfill that need. That itself is a matir. And now the Gemara establishes a second matir. Sofik is pal, Sofik lo is pal. Ribbono Shelom, I don't know if I fulfilled my fee of tefillah. I might be exposed to a danger, to a jeopardy that I did not fulfill my obligation of tefillah. Give me a chance to be mispal. It's not a din in Shinui HaNusach, in Shinui HaMatbeah. If it was a din in Shinui HaMatbeah, then something is foul, something lost foul would not help me. Why? Because if I was mispal, in fact, Hapesh Mayagalia, then my tefillah could only be a tefillah snedav, and a tefillah snedav means a new nusach. And I'm not adding anything to the nusach. In something is foul, something lost foul, he's repeating the same Shmona Esrei over and over again. So what did he gain over here by Sofik is Pal, Sofik Lo? He didn't change the Nusach HaTfilah. The answer is that Mechadish B'davar has nothing to do with Shinui Matbeah HaTfilah. It has nothing to do with changing the Chalos, the essence of the Tfilah. Your Matbeah, your Sheilas Trochov, and your needs, and your Mechadish B'davar, with all due respect, is not enough to change the Nusach HaTfilah. But I don't need a Shinui in the Nusach HaTfilah. The problem with Tfilah Sedava is that I have no Matir. Because the whole matir of tefillah is the chiyuv tefillah. And even tefillah itself has a matir of shemach. So that in the case of tefillah nedavah, since I don't have any chiyuv tefillah, what's going to be matir? The answer is chiddush b'davar is a matir. But the Gemara establishes that there's another matir that could substitute for chiddush b'davar. What's that? Sofik is foul, Sofik lo is foul. That's also a matir, because I'm saying to the Ribbono Shelom, I don't want to expose myself to the possibility that I did not fulfill my obligation of tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me a chance, an opportunity to be mispalel. And that tefillah will be the identical tefillah of all the others. I don't need to be mechadish b'davar, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to say nimasli. I already heard you three times. Genugshan, I don't want to hear you again, because you desperately need that tefillah. Because you don't know if you yotzi a chiv tefillah. And if we get back just for a minute, and with this we'll conclude, to the Gemara that we started with of tefiloso keva. And remember, I mentioned to you that the Gemara tells us that there are various opinions as to what this means by tefillas keva. Lamed Aleph. So again, we have Rabbi Yaakov who says that tfiloso domolov kemasa. Okay. Rav of Rav Yosef, the Avi Chavayu, kol she'eno yochol lechadish v'dom. Rav Yosef said, what kind of tefillah are we dealing with here? We dealing with the tefillah sedova? This sugya is not tefillah sedova. This is talking about a tefillah sechova. Pilei plaid. Imagine, I'm davening a tefillah chova, and if I repeat the same tefillah over and over again, it's nasal of kekeva, v'eino tachnud. Say, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Chavayim, in order to create a tefillah chova, I need to be mechadish b'dovah. So I ask myself the following question. Bishleim, in the case of the tefillah nedova, who asked you for your tefillah nedova? Chutz b'naira. You already finished your chova. You down shachris mincha naira, gehem. What do I need your tefillah nedova for? Ah, I have a pressing need. I'm going to be machadish b'dova. But a tefillah chova, ribono shel olam. I have an obligation to be mispalel. But you aren't machadish b'dova. Thank God we don't paskin like this day. Because if we did, then three times a day we'd have to be mechadish b'dov. You'd probably have to write little ptakim for yourself, you know, and have a whole stack of them. You know, from here to all the way to Tel Aviv, you know. And every tefillah, you got to take out another card. Oh, I forgot to ask for this. You know, I got to ask for this. It'd be mechadish b'dov. That's what Rabbi Rabbi Yosef said. And the answer of both sides is that tefillah itself needs a matir. And if tefillah needs a matir, the matir is not, it's not enough that you're just repeating what you said an hour ago or 2 hours ago. That's not a matir. But a matir of tefillah to allow you to be mispalel is chidush b'dov. And that applies according to Rabbi Rav Yosef even to a tefillah schovah. We don't go that far. We hold like the shita that says, as we started on Daf Chaf Aleph, that a tefillas nedava needs a matir, not a tefillas chova, and therefore chidush b'dov applies to a tefillas nedava. We also have a matir within tefillah itself, even a tefillas chova in the case of Shevach, because of our civilized drasha that we derive from Moshe, being that you have to start with Shevach. So on both sides, at the beginning of the shir, I told you there's a paradox in tefillah. I don't know how you say paradox in Lashon Kodesh. When I see the word paradox, they always spell it with a pei and a kuf and a sa. I don't know. I guess in Lashon Kodesh there's no word. There's got to be maybe mishniyut. I don't know exactly which word.
Conflict.
What?
Conflict.
A conflict. That's a good Lashon Kodesh, right? You know, like televisia. You know, saying a real original Hebrew word, right? Patent Yisraeli Chadash, right? What's the paradox of tefillah? So on the one hand, we establish that tefillah is radically different than every other mitzvah. Tefillah is a cheft of tachnudin, of tchina. And that's what generates the chovas tefillah. That's called rachmeinim. Chas v'shalom, it's not that I have to get up there and say, hinini buchana mezuman l'kayim mitzvah b'ri ke'eved ha'mashamish is rabo, because Hashem, it's a chok alai kavua, and I got to do what I got to do because you obligated me in tefillah. No, that's antithetical to tefillah. That's a tefillah skeva, not a tefillah tachnud. But on the other hand, tefillah needs a matir. That's the paradox of tefillah. And the matir itself is either the Matbea Shekovu Chachamim B'Tfilasan or a Chidush B'Dovah, or as we said in Eis Tzara in the case of a Tfilah Ktzar. So we should, Emirtz Hashem, our Tfilah tefillah to the Ribbono Shel is that he should allow us to understand the laws of tefillah that are very, very complicated. There's nothing simple. But more than that, that we should be able to be mispalel the way Hashem wants us to daven. It's a heftish al tachanunim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a racham v'chanun. Our tefillah has to be racham v'chanun. And we should understand that it's not so simple just to stand up in front of the Melech Malchi Amlochim and recite tefillah. We need a matri. And Dibritz Hashem, in the future, I want to talk about Pesukei Zimra, I want to talk about Kriyat Shema, I want to talk about Tzlichus Gula Tefillah. There are many different materials before you get up to be mispalel. And Mincha, Tefillah's Mincha, is a kasha on everything I'm going to say. But we'll try to answer that kasha too. Okay, Rav Moshe, thank you so much.
I just
want to
say
that
there's just a
I'm saying the sun is in your eyes. Here, come
saying about if you had a suffix, so he said, "Ein chachidush gadol mizeh." That's his lashon. So it's the same thing.
Oh, nice.
Ein chachidush gadol mizeh.
That's good. That's good.
Good.
You enjoyed it? Enjoyed the
shiur. Very nice.